Search teams have found wreckage from the Egyptian airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea. The plane, an Airbus 320, was carrying 66 people, including 56 passengers. The Egypt Air flight was traveling from Paris to Cairo. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the flight when it was near or within Egyptian airspace. CNN reported that Egypt Air's vice chairman said debris from the jet was found north of the Egyptian coast. Search teams continue to look for other remains of the missing plane. Egyptian officials discussed the crash on Thursday while search operations continued in the Mediterranean Sea. Aviation Minister Sherif Fatih said the crash was more likely caused by a terrorist attack than mechanical failure. French President François Hollande spoke to reporters about the incident. "We must ensure that we know everything on the causes of what happened. No hypothesis is ruled out or favored," he said. Hollande said the French government is in contact with Egyptian and Greek officials to help with the search. Greek Defense Minister Panos Kamenos said the plane made sudden turns and dropped sharply before disappearing from radar. Scott Hamilton of Liam Aviation Consultancy spoke to VOA. He said it is highly unusual for an airplane to disappear when at an altitude of 11,000 meters. Hamilton said it either typically indicates a catastrophic failure, catastrophic emergency of some kind, or, as we know from not too long ago, a bomb could go off. But you just have to be cautious and not jump to any conclusions at this point. He added that search teams would be ultimately looking for the airplane's main records and black boxes. The passengers were from France, Egypt, and 9 other nations, including Britain, Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. Passengers from Algeria, Canada, Chad, Portugal, and Sudan were among the missing. In October 2015, a Russian passenger plane crashed in the Sinai Peninsula. Russia says an explosive device caused the crash. A group linked to the Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility. I'm Mario Ritter.